Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Dr. Richard Thorpe of the TSCRA in just a moment. Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative. He's an emergency room doctor in Texas, and he's a cattle producer, and he's the new president of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers. He steps into the position held the last couple of years by Pete Bonds from the Fort Worth area. And as we pointed out yesterday, Dr. Richard Thorpe has already been a national spokesman for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the cattle industry in nutrition issues, especially as we talked about the dietary guidelines over the last year or so. Now he's going to be asked to weigh in on a wider variety of topics on behalf of cattle producers across the Southwest.
In your mind, what are the things that you're most concerned about or think that need to be prioritized by the group here over the next 12 months?
I think with governmental affairs, everything evolves around private property rights. We have a lot of issues now with eminent domain, whether that's related to gas pipelines or whether it's related to electric lines coming off these wind turbines. And private property rights and water issues are just hand in hand. And so that's probably our biggest thing we're going to have to continue to fight over the next couple of years.
And Richard Thorpe is all in on trade deals like the TPP.
Absolutely. The TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, trading with Mexico, you know, these are all huge issues. And boy, what a mess we've got in this run for president right now. We're going to have to see how the dust settles out and see where we go from there.
Of course, what Richard Thorpe is alluding to, the presidential contenders, including Ms. Clinton and Mr. Trump, have both been very critical of the administration over trade deals, saying that we've been out negotiated, especially the comments of Donald Trump saying that he would renegotiate all trade deals, and that would include apparently the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The cattle industry feels that they've got a great deal sitting there in the TPP and need ratification of it sooner rather than later. One other issue that we had the opportunity to visit with Richard Thorpe about: the waters of the U.S., WOTUS.
It's not gone away. You know, it got held up in a circuit court, and it's just a temporary fix. Soon we're going to have to get back on the fight on that, because that issue will come back alive. Battling the EPA over this is got probably the biggest foothold of grassroots support that we've ever had. People are very concerned about the EPA being able to potentially regulate their water and come on their ranches and farms to look at stock tanks or whatever else water is held in.
Dr. Richard Thorpe, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual Grass Time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.